Okay, I'm at the beautiful Cliff House Hotel in Ardmore, County Waterford, chatting to the General Manager, Adrian Bartels, about the eco policy. Okay, Adrian, I knew you had the electric car, but didn't realise it was a lot more to your green policy. Tell me what else you're doing here.
Well, Sian, we've been looking at ways to save our energy bill. Essentially, that's been the driving force for us to look at our eco-friendly policy from a from an energy point of view, specifically because it's quite expensive to run the hotel. So anything that we can do in terms of decreasing that, we've changed all our bulbs to be long-lasting and low-voltage bulbs, for example. The initial cost of all these things is much higher than usual, but the payoff is longer in the end, and we found that for example, in each car, in each room, we have a card that goes into the electrical socket, so guests can walk out with that, and everything goes off in the room, and that stops having the electricity on while they're out there, while they're out of the room. Those sort of things. They're fairly standard for most hotels these days, but we try to be as focused as much as possible on things that we can minimize our costs on. We try and close areas of the hotel over when we're quiet so that they're not used, so that we don't have the energy for the whole hotel. We can just keep everyone together. We also buy local. We buy a lot of our products locally, so there's not much transport. We don't buy too many products from internationally. So, in fact, ironically, when the dust cloud was on the other year, when a lot of suppliers couldn't fly from France into Ireland, we were unaffected by it
You
because
didn't have a
we didn't have a problem.
problem.
So we all our suppliers are within 30 or 40 miles of here, so we don't have to worry too much about getting produce to us. So that those sort of things are it's it, anything we can do that we think is going to make the place run better, give us a little bit of an edge on our competitors perhaps. We will look at it seriously. We're considering at the moment cutting our waste cost down by bringing in compactors and things like that that are going to, you know, have less delivery of waste because everything be lot smaller quantities and so forth. So those sort of things are weighed up and balanced, and you know, we look at certainly. For example, we bought an induction cooker for the kitchen, and whilst it was a huge expense, it meant that our gas bills went down because we no longer use gas, it's all electrical. The heating and that the gas generated in the kitchen, the noise, all that has calmed down because the cooker is much more quieter and only uses energy when there's a pot on it or something needed to cook on it. So it's very, very eco-friendly, very eco-friendly. It's made a huge difference to even just the atmosphere in the kitchen, so the staff are working in a better environment in the kitchen as well. So we've you know, spent a lot of money on that, but it's going to pay itself off
Yeah,
in
in the long run,
the long run, you know.
yeah.
So those are the sort of things. The concept of the electric car was something we saw an advantage in because we only need to do trips really locally within a 45, 40, 50-mile radius. We're only going to visit suppliers or get some maintenance equipment from local shops in New Orleans or Dungarvan. So we don't need a car that goes too far away, and the electrical car gives us a set cost because we know the lease cost and the electrical charging is very minimal, so we don't
So,
have
and how does it drive? I was
absolutely
wondering.
perfectly. It
Not
drives
the
us as
same.
absolutely normal, and in fact, we drive guests to local restaurants and pubs and collect them from the airport and things like that. And it's a huge talking point, and you know, it's anything like that that can then that can get people talking about the hotel. For example, we use eco-friendly golf balls on our
I was going
floating
to ask
green.
you about, yeah, tell me about
Well,
the golf
we
balls.
had a small area in the hotel overlooking the sea, which was a kind of grassy area where there was nothing. It was kind of a dead area. There was nothing happening there. So what we did was, I put a green a tee box up there, and we put a floating green in the sea about 7,500 yards away, and it's kind of anchored to the bay. And there's a little flag on it and a net. And if you land with your eco-friendly golf ball, which dissolves in the sea, it's actually made of fish food. If you land on that on the floating green, you get a prize. And it's phenomenal the amount of people that go and look at it and go, wow, that's, you know. And even if they just go away and they remember this is the hotel that has that bonkers golf hole, then they remember us, you know.
With
So
a golf ball that's made of fish
that's it.
food.
So it's fun. Not everyone does it, but I mean, it's just a talking point, and it's really good fun, you know. And particularly for groups that we've had staying, they have a lot of competitions, you know, between all the delegates, and
That's
see who can
brilliant.
land on there. So those are the sort of you know, anything that has that kind of green tinge to it, we're really keen to kind of look at.
And organic food, you cook with organic food as
Yeah, it's grown not. Local. If it's organic and it's good, we use it. Yes, it's not a big thing for us to have to get organic. But certainly, if it's a supplier that uses organic and provides us with organic, it's definitely one area that we you know, if they are local and they do have a good quality product, we definitely use them. You know, we grow a lot of our herbs in our own garden here. We have a garden in Yall as well that's looked after by the St. Raphael Centre, which is a centre for people with learning difficulties. And what they do is they look after the garden, and they weed the garden for us. So we have fresh herbs and fresh vegetables during the summer and the growing period. And every day the chef drives over in the electric car to go and collect the supplies, you know. And that sort of thing means that we have fresh and it's cost effective, because, you know, we make a contribution to the centre, obviously, to help them run it, and we provide the seeds. But after that, it's pretty much free. So, you know, we have genuinely kind of looked at things that we can try and improve. You know, the hotel has a roof space that is covered 60% by sedum moss, which is a natural growing moss that covers the roof of the hotel, and that gives a very eco-friendly look to the hotel. Certainly from a visual aspect, from the other side of the bay, when you're looking over, you only kind of see just one part of the hotel, which is about the size of what the original hotel was. So although it's a bigger hotel than the previous hotel, in look and feel it doesn't look like that, because the moss kind of makes the whole extension blend into the background and into the cliff. So those sort of things all have added to our green thinking, if you like, for want of a better word.
So that's going well for you then?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.
No problem.
And I'll pause it now.